Hello, bold and brilliant women. Thank you for joining us today on the Sharing Wisdom Call, where you receive higher knowledge and guidance from wise women who are here to serve and share their knowledge and skills. I am Karen Klassen, founder of Women Embracing Brilliance, a global sisterhood created to connect and inspire 1 million women to expand their capacity to receive more wealth, greater health, and enlightened love in their life, all from a place of divine feminine power. Now, the first thing I want you to do here is acknowledge yourself, celebrate you for investing your time and energy and intention in yourself for being on these calls. And it's a brilliant way of deepening into any practice, is really listening to these Sharing Wisdom calls. Now, before we begin, I want you to take a moment and just set a clear intention to receive an aha or a breakthrough or an insight on this call. Just be ready to receive a message from Spirit that is divinely yours. Our special guest, our wise woman today, is the brilliant Dixie Bennett, who is owner and founder of Stillpoint Bodyworks here in Calgary, Alberta. She's a certified Bowen therapist, a cranial sacral therapist, a Reiki master and teacher. And Dixie is also a beautiful life member of Women Embracing Brilliance and an amazing friend who I deeply adore. Now, Dixie has worked in sales and marketing for over 16 years with a focus in retail and oil and gas before she was guided to take a different path, a path which has taken her on an amazing journey into the world of healing art. And I am thrilled that Dixie said yes to this interview, as I know what she offers is truly valuable, and her clients have achieved extraordinary benefits in working with her. And the more I can spread the word about her magic, her amazing gifts, the better this world is going to be. Please welcome Dixie Bennett to the call.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hello, Dixie. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. So to begin the conversation, I would love for you to share with our listeners just, you know, about yourself and how you started on your holistic health journey and arriving into the amazing services that you provide.
Thanks, Karen. Well, I've always had an interest in holistic health ever since I was a young teenager, and my first career choice was to be a massage therapist. And as you mentioned, I totally went into a different realm of business. I ended up working in retail and oil and gas in the sales and marketing realm for 16 years combined. So, but in that time, I felt really blessed. I had an amazing career. I had lots of promotions, made lots of great money, had just got to work with amazing people, and but I got to learn a lot, in which I can now apply to my own business. And how I got into what I'm doing, for many years, even into my teens, I suffered from chronic neck and back pain. And even into my 20s, I still had so much pain, and I went for many medical testing, and nobody could ever pinpoint anything of what it was. They just told me that, you know, you're in your 20s, but you're in the body of an 80-year-old woman, and we just don't understand, and we're not sure how to help you. So I became dependent on weekly chiropractic treatments just to cope, and I tried acupuncture to massage to physio, and nothing ever gave me long-term results. And so I continued to pursue alternative healing, tried yoga, tried Reiki, tried pretty much anything that came my way. I used to run, but I could never seem like it never felt like I could get through that wall. And then finally, you know, all the doctors, they kept continuing to put me through a battery of tests. And that all just kept coming out normal, and I just felt like my body wasn't mine, and I was riddled with so much pain, and I just didn't feel closer to knowing what the cause was or how to really fully treat it. And then in 2006, my body began shutting down, and I didn't realize the severity of my situation until it was almost too late. So I had, I ended up having blood clots in my legs and lungs, and that was the year where there was several women in Calgary who had the similar symptoms and ended up passing away in the waiting rooms of a couple of hospitals here in Calgary. And so that was a very scary and confusing situation. But when I finally was in the hospital, I didn't know what was wrong with me at the time, but finally when I went into emergency and the doctor took one look at me and he gave me my diagnosis, I just finally felt like I could surrender. And when I did, it really knocked me down good. So I had extreme exhaustion, and I was bedridden for 10 days, and I was off work for a month, so I couldn't even get up to go to the bathroom, take a shower. It was really difficult just to do everyday things. So getting out of bed for me was just the first step, and I had to learn how to relearn how to walk, relearn how to breathe, and really my first successes was just getting from the bed to the shower. And once I started building my energy, I went down to Glenmore Reservoir every morning. That was my goal, was to get out and go for a little walk. And every day I showed up, but some days I just couldn't even get out of the car. And so that was my biggest feat, was just showing up every day. And that was the setting of my goals. And then like I said, one of my biggest coping mechanisms was just celebrating the little wins and honoring my healing milestones I set for myself. My whole life had been about perseverance and determination, and I told myself that this was just one more challenge, and I'm so grateful that I had the strength to keep going. And then I had discussed, at one point I was discussing with one of my colleagues in oil and gas, and he said, you know, my wife does something called craniosacral, and I really think that you should go and see her. So I made an appointment, and off I went. And after that first treatment, I slept like I had never slept before. And I woke feeling truly rested for the first time in years. And I could feel my body continuing to shift and move into alignment. My muscles were softening, and I literally... it felt like the dark sledge of pain that had been my constant companion was melting away, and I was being pulled from the drowning waters of pain and suffering. And then from there, so I had 4 years of craniosacral, and every treatment just brought off another layer and another layer and another layer. And then I continued on. I was introduced later to Bowen therapy, and... when I came across that, it just, again, I received many treatments, and it just helped to continue on with the healing process, and I felt more and more layers of those layers just starting to leave me. I felt lighter. I had more flexibility, and I just felt so much more better, and I just had so much gratitude for these amazing modalities, and I just thought there's more to life than living in pain, and I just felt so freeing and thankful that I found these therapies. That was I was allowed to feel more free and be able to live my life. So that's a little bit about my journey and how I came to be.
You are a living example of a woman who has really opened herself to receiving a higher capacity of greater health. You nailed it on so many points in regards to what we go through as human beings and the pain and the suffering and that inner knowingness that you tapped into, that this was not the way you wanted to live your life, was with pain and suffering. And mm-hmm. you saying yes to, well, surrendering and showing up, that is so remarkable, Dixie. And again, you celebrating your little wins and saying no, that pain does not have to be your constant companion. I think that a lot of women and men out there, you know, they are not fully aware that, that pain does not have to be that constant companion. So thank you so much for sharing your incredible journey. And I know so many women can learn from your journey. And so, again, I'm just thrilled that you're on this call.
Thank you.
Now, would you share with our listeners about cranial sacral and what its benefits are? I came to see you and experience cranial sacral for the very first time, and I was just in awe of the process and your intuition and how amazing my body felt afterwards. So I know our listeners are going to just definitely enjoy hearing what you have to say.
I'm glad that you, I'm honored to have worked with you. It was a very special session, so thank you for that opportunity. Cranial sacral is amazing. it has transformed my life, like I said before, and it's starting to become more known and recognized, but we still have a long way to go on that. And cranial sacral, it comes from the osteopathic world, and it comes from the Upledger, or Dr. John Upledger from the Institute, the Upledger Institute down in Florida. And it's a fascinating system, and it's just so amazing that it does. You're right, it gives our body we have the innate capacity to heal ourselves, and we sometimes just need to be guided or shown that way. And so with cranial sacral, we're all familiar with the heart rate, with our heart rate, and we're all familiar with our breath rate. And they both operate all the time without us even thinking about them. And much like that, another rhythm exists, which is the subtle pulsation of the cranial sacral system. And what it is cerebral spinal fluid that circulates through our spinal column, and it cycles through 10 to 16 cycles per minute. And as the regulated fluid flow enters and leaves the system, it cushions the brain and spinal cord, bringing nutrients to the nervous system and transport waste matter to be removed from the body. So our bodies suffer from daily stresses and strains, including various traumas that we could have happened at any stage of our life, right from birth until even yesterday. It could be anything from a birth trauma, it could be a slip or a fall, it could be a knock on the head, it could be sports injuries from motor vehicle accidents, and it could have happened years ago, but what happens with our bodies is those traumas stay in our tissue. And no matter how much work we've done, such as physio, or I mean everything, every modality is fantastic and has its place, and everyone resonates with different therapies, absolutely. But what the beautiful thing of cranial is it brings that old trauma out from deep within our nervous system and brings it up and out into surface. And so it's very beautiful, especially working with post-traumatic stress disorders. A lot of times we often just push and keep swallowing and allowing, you know, those old hurts just to be, you know, they become numb. They're still with us, but we just learn how to cope and how to numb it, whereas we're not actually healing it. And so when we have trauma, our body tends to compensate. And so this can cause tensions, restrictions, or even dis-ease in our tissues, which can distort the cranial sacral system. So often when I work with a client, I find that the cranial sacral system is quite faint to begin with, but by the end of a session, it's fully moving and it's flowing, and people feel so much more relaxed. They feel rejuvenated. They feel often say that they feel lighter. And to date, I've worked with many cases, and each one is such a gift as they come through my door. They just teach me so much about the body and how truly resilient it is. I've worked with Parkinson's, MS, fibromyalgia. I've worked with cancer. Clients during radiation, chemo, and post-cancer, fibromyalgia, autism, migraines, headaches, whiplash. The list goes on, and it's just so amazing to hold that space and allow people to feel the benefits from it.
Now, with cranial sacral, would that therapy assist someone who's been who's been seeing a chiropractor, instead of
absolutely.
Going to a chiropractor, they can come to you and,
yep,
and have
absolutely.
A craniosacral assessment? Wonderful.
There's lots of, I do work hand in hand with a lot of other practitioners in this amazing city of Calgary. It's more and more people are recognizing it as a great complement to other modalities.
Mm-hmm.
And so within my own community of people, we do a lot of cross-referraling, and it is very complementary to naturopathic care, homeopathics, chiropractic, even massage therapy. I mean, not everybody can do everything. And
mm-hmm.
so sometimes, you know, it's just another vehicle to assist people on their healing journey.
Now, you're also a Bowen therapist as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that and what its benefits are as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Bowen therapy is also very near and dear to my heart. It is another amazing therapy that, again, most people are not aware of. And it's relatively newer. It was kind of hidden away in the naturopathic world for many years. And just recently, over the last few years, it's come out into the public, where pretty much anyone can actually sign up and take the course. And like I said before, I had lots of amazing healing using this therapy, and again, my mandate is to let everybody know about it. And so what Bowen therapy is a gentle rolling motion over the muscle, ligaments, and fascia. And so typically someone would come in and they would be laying on the table as if they're having a massage. And a typical Bowen therapist can work over clothing, but we prefer to work directly on the skin. It just gets some better results that way. And it's done in a sequential manner. So oftentimes the first session is always a strict body balancing. And after that, we start to get into procedure-based treatments. So if someone comes in presenting issues with their hip or their knee, we always address the body as a whole, but we can also address the body from above the ailment as well as below the ailment. Because oftentimes when the body has presenting issues, it's a compound of trauma that perhaps has happened in the body elsewhere, and as we tend to cope and ignore and numb the severity of the trauma, we just kind of ignore it, and so it comes up in different forms of pain and tries to get our attention to come to those areas. And that's why we address above and below, and so it addresses the body again as a whole. And because sometimes we just never know where the trauma actually was, and we can start with the area of presenting issues and move into other areas. So, like I said, it's a rolling motion over the muscle, ligaments, and fascia, and it's there's also a 2-minute pause that happens between sequence of moves. And this pause is so important to honor because our body actually takes 2 to 5 minutes naturally to communicate within itself. And no other modalities typically do that, except for acupuncture is probably something similar, where, you know, they insert the needles and then the acupuncturist often leaves the room. And so similar to that, a Bowen therapist will often leave the room or stay in the room alongside the client, but we honor that 2 minutes just because it allows the body to react on its own accord. And the other part of Bowen therapy is it's also working with the body. We're just a facilitator or a guide, just gently reminding the body that it knows what it needs to do in order to heal. And so we just are there supporting it. It's almost like, I have to tell my clients, it's like the hamster. There's a hamster running on the wheel, and that's the cycle of pain. It just keeps going around and around and around. And so with the Bowen therapy, with a Bowen technique or a Bowen move, it's like we're going in and interrupting the hamster wheel. And so it's just kind of re-patterning or reprogramming the body to say, pay attention to this area, and, you know, you need to find a better path. And so by allowing the body to focus on that area, it could say, oh, yes, I don't recognize this. We do, you know, we can go in and make the changes that we need to make in order to assist the body to being in better balance. And again, that, go ahead.
Is cranial, sacral, and bone therapy about an hour-long session?
Yep, both are an hour long. Cranial sacral can actually be up to an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on the person. I've had one of my mentors, she had worked with the client. She had actually brought him back. You would never know that he had suffered a stroke. And you would never know to this day that he had suffered a stroke. He actually went into a coma. And through the process, she worked with him two hours a day every day and brought him out of the coma and then brought him back from the stroke. And to this day, he's fully retired and living his best life. And you would never even know that he had that stroke. So
that's
depending on the person.
Testimony.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful work. It's amazing.
Mm.
And as is Bowen, I mean, it's a very different approach, but it's still very, very effective, and it just really works at putting the body into optimal balance. And most of my clients always say they have the best sleep ever, or they feel much more centered, much more together. They feel better focused, clear-headed. And again, the benefits are just... the list goes on and on. Very similar to cranial. I've worked with a lot of similar people and, again, received amazing results with that as well.
Mm, and I love how you put it, that you're offering a gentle reminder to the body to do what it needs to do to heal. You know, I so believe that the body is so intelligent, and you're just there as a guide. I love it, Dixie. Now, I know that you just left the corporate world really recently and began your full time in your practice. And this is a huge step for women to take. And many women have a lot of fear wrapped around leaving a secure paycheck. And so how did you reach the decision of transitioning from the corporate world into running your own successful business?
Well, I think part of it was, well, I always wanted to work in corporate. I loved working in corporate. I loved working in an office, and I loved doing what I was doing. I made amazing money. I got amazing promotions. I was really good at corporate, but no matter what I did, I always felt empty. And I'm the type of person that I always give 120% to whatever I'm doing. But even at the end of it, I always felt drained and exhausted and empty, like there was just no fulfillment. Yes, the money is always fabulous, but unless you have that balance, it just never felt fulfilling for me. So during a part of my healing journey, too, was I worked with a life coach at one point, and she kind of took me through a process where she just, you know, she looked at the chart of financial, you know, where are you on your financial wellness, your family, your friendship, your relationships, your career, you know, where are you in all of those areas? And we just started talking, and she just kept asking me questions, and I talked for like 3 hours, and as I was talking, she was typing away. And while asking me questions, I kept answering, and she kept typing, and it was really thought-evoking while she was asking me these questions, because I didn't even realize what I was saying at the time. It was just really speaking my heart and saying what my dreams were and what my passions were that were deep down that, you know, you always thought about but didn't really know how to say or how to talk about it. And so that's really what she brought out of me. And at the end of, you know, she went away for a little while and came back, and she handed over to me my story. And everything that I talked about, she put it into a story format as if it was my life now. And so from that story came out, you know, that I really wanted a health and wellness center. I wanted a healing center. I wanted to work with people, and that's where I found my greatest happiness, was working with people, helping them along their journey. I've always enjoyed doing mentorship and, I guess, coaching in a way, and I've always taken on a teacher role, and so that was always really important to me, seeing the results of, you know, people just offering them the tools and then them taking them and making the changes in their life that needed to be. And so I guess that was the gift that was given to me, was this tool of my life story that I gave her. She just put it into words that I could read and understand, I guess. And but in it was just everything I wanted out of my life. And it was just, it blew me away. And so from there, that's when I decided to go. I just resonated so much with cranial sacral that I wanted to learn it. And then I thought, what else could I do? Because I really didn't want to go back and become a massage therapist. And so, you know, that's kind of the part that Bowen played, was just like, wow, you know, that gives me my certification to be able to work with the body and to do the two therapies that I now love and recognize as, you know, what really helped me to come into my own and to really live my life. And then from there I started planning, you know, I told one of my instructors, I said, you know, my goal is to have a healing center. And she said, well, I can help you with that. And she said, it's closer to you than you think it ever would be. And I thought, wow. I'm like, okay, and this dream is still so far away. But then as I started getting into it, and as I was working more and more, you know, in corporate and trying to do a part-time business, before I decided to do my business, I actually looked at a lot of different organizations, and I just didn't feel that the vision that I had for myself really fit in with these other organizations. And I always knew I always really wanted to have my own business, and I've wanted to do that since I was a child. So it was really important to me to have my own business. And with the marketing and business that I learned in corporate, I felt that really helped give me a leg up to really understand how to put together a business and how to start out being successful. And so I had a 5-year plan. I thought I was going to phase myself out, but it actually ended up being much, much shorter than I ever dreamt it would be. It ended up being less than a year that I transitioned out of corporate. But the journey, it was so exciting, and I've just never felt so content. I feel more happy, more alive than any of my other accomplishments. And even from the time that I left corporate, you know, I knew I was going to go part-time in September, and when I asked for the time to go part-time, my boss just said, absolutely. And I said, really? And I said, my only concern was, you know, we have this one meeting that happens every day on the Friday, because I want to go take Fridays off. And he said, not a problem, Dixie. As of next week, we're moving it to Tuesdays. And so I just felt that was the universe saying, I'm definitely doing the right thing. And then I, as part of my plan, you know, I just, my wishful, you know, my ideal goal was to actually leave in February. And that goal came to fruition as well. And it just shocked me. I was just like, wow, I can't believe this is happening either. And again, you know, when I made that jump, it was scary. The fear was just so strong, and it felt like I was on the edge of the cliff and I was being pushed off. And, you know, I was still in walking the two worlds, and really, you know, I was focusing on building my business, but I was also, you know, focusing on doing my corporate job. And it was so exhausting at the end of the day, but, you know, it gave me the means to start my successful business as well. And when I made the jump, my calendar opened, and I got booked right up, solid, and it was just, I haven't even looked back. I haven't looked back once. Sometimes it's still scary, but growing a business is such hard work. And when I look at the energy that I had in the full-time job as well as building my business, I couldn't believe the stress levels that I had. It was a lot. It takes a lot of dedication to build a business. And it's truly amazing at what can happen when we focus 100% of our time and attention on it. And that's what manifests, is when we spend 100% of our time on it. And like I said, once I make the transition, my schedule opened up and filled up almost instantly. And it's been a great journey since.
Because you're totally in divine flow with your life. And congratulations, Dixie, really, for taking such a big step. And I know it takes a lot of trust and courage and faith, really, to say yes in the direction of our heart. And you did it. I'm so in awe of you. And I would love for you to give our listeners three character strengths that you relied on most during your transition and in your everyday life of being an entrepreneur. What would that be and why?
Perseverance for me has always been a key. Even as a young girl, it's always been perseverance. I mean, just the perseverance to keep going, and no matter what roadblocks are put in the way, it's always, I guess, troubleshooting and trying to figure out how to get over that block. And the best part is just putting one foot in front of the other and continuing to move forward. I also feel that doing the therapies that I'm doing are still they're not as well known, and most people resonate with massage or chiropractic or physio. They always have their first go-to things, and I can't wait for the day where bone therapy and cranial sacral are both recognized as household names. And truly believe that I'm also a trailblazer for bringing those therapies, letting people know about them, and I believe it's my mandate to let people know about them and to get them in front of people and, you know, offer them as an alternative to, you know, just to let people know that there are alternatives out there. Perseverance for me has just always been one of the things that you got to keep going and just persevere no matter what. And
so, yeah, go ahead.
Oh. That's okay.
Well, on days that you're questioning the move, you have those moments, what do you draw on that keeps you on course? Is that your perseverance that you tap into?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I think I just have to remind myself that I love what I'm doing.
Beautiful.
And remind myself that I'm living on task and on purpose. And I feel, joyful and grateful. Gratitude. Those are the other two things I think that keep me going is, you know, just working from a joyful center, loving what I do, feeling joy, even at 2 a.m. when I'm in my absolute creative zone, or, you know, working on a Saturday or a Sunday. And it's working from a different headspace. It's still, no matter when I'm working or what I'm doing, I never feel resentful towards it. It's just I'm always feel that I feel a joy of my ideas are getting out there and that I'm able to put my own my own creativity in and see it start to unfold as a story, right? And it's just like, and every day it's always evolving. It never has to be one way. It's always about moving forward and evolving. And also the gratitude, being thankful for every opportunity to meet amazing people and thankful for each person that shows up on a daily basis. The relationships that unfold, stretching myself, jumping out of fear, learning to get out of fear, and being grateful for all the lessons that keep showing up to remind me, to look at what am I doing.
I love it. Perseverance, being in joy, the joy vibration, and gratitude. Now, what constitutes a great day for Dixie?
I think a great day for me is knowing that I've made a difference in someone else's life.
Love it.
Most people always arrive, whenever they come to my clinic, they arrive with the heaviness of life and stress. And whenever they leave, they always seem to feel a little bit lighter and they always have a smile on their face. And so I love assisting my clients to reach that aha moment when everything is clear for them, or helping them to look at things maybe in a different light, then we always get stuck in that tunnel vision, and sometimes we just need to be told, just a different perspective. And the other part of it is, too, just holding space for each person to unload whatever it is that's keeping them from living their best life, or it's no longer serving them, and helping them find the tools to move forward.
I love how you put that, holding space. I think you're really good at that. And I know that your Your wellness center just has a beautiful vibration and just the energy. I know that when I was there, I didn't want to leave. Now, I know for women who are, you know, ready to step out of their comfort zone or jump, you know, off the fence of life because it is uncomfortable, or just contemplating a similar career move, what is one piece of advice that you would give them?
Well, I have lots of advice. But I think you just have to, one of the biggest things is embrace the fear, because the fear is, it teaches us. It teaches us, you know, if we choose to stay in fear, we're always fearful and we're never going to make that move forward and we just continue to stay in our bubble. But if we test the boundaries and, you know, the bubble does extend. And but the biggest thing really, truly, is make sure that you have a solid, succinct business and marketing plan. If without a solid plan, you won't be successful. And with that plan, you need to set goals daily, monthly, and yearly. I know I do it, and I have to remind myself to do it sometimes because you forget those odd months when you're busy, and then things start to kind of fall apart. But then you have to just, you really have to make time for that and review and measure and change constantly.
I think that's the biggest thing. Great advice, Dixie. I love it. Overcome fear, exactly, because it's, I find that, you know, if we take moments of hesitation, that hesitation allows more fear to enter into our psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, just overcoming that fear and stepping into the knowingness of our path. And then, again, you said creating a solid business plan. That is so important. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And again, setting goals, it's the number one priority. So, yeah, thank you so much for that, Dixie. Now, I know personally the amazing qualities that you possess. However, for our listeners, can you share these qualities that sets you apart from your contemporaries?
Sure. I think the time with my clients is important because it's their time to be heard. And I feel that I can relate to them because of my corporate background, and I can relate to the stress that a lot of my clients feel. You know, we get so wrapped into our day-to-day life that we get wrapped in that bubble, we get wrapped in that fear that, you know, I'm not supposed to feel this way, or I'm not allowed to feel this way, or how do I express myself, or where do I go to allow this? You know, where can I go to be free of this? And I know the stresses that the individuals carry, and I recognize it from my own, from all the work that I've done on myself. And I've also completed and continue to do a lot of my own self-healing. And because of that, it allows me to hold the space for others. And it allows me to hold, you know, to create that amazing opportunity for them to let go. And I always hug my clients. I think that hugging is important. I think I was watching something the other day where they were talking about all we need is 10 hugs a day. And,
yeah.
And
I love it, Dixie.
And I never really used to be much of a hugger, and now I love hugging people. And it's funny because people always say, they're like, I thought I should ask for a hug, but I wasn't sure, so I didn't. I said, absolutely, you should always ask for a hug. And so I think that's important. And I always provide value-added services, so I think it's really good at giving information. I'm help to connect them with other practitioners. I think that they might need to work with to move forward, to help them move forward in their path. And I think it's so important to recognize that we each come with layers, and it's recognizing and being patient with each person that shows up is also so important, and just to be patient and, again, just honoring and holding that space.
Now, I have my last question for you is, this is the big question because I'm really excited to hear the answer that you give us. Now, what is the vision that you have for the future, and where do you see yourself and your business in, say, 3 years?
Well, I can't believe that I'm even coming up on 1 year already. September, June was when I started the whole process, but September was just the launch of my business. So September's my 1 year already. And it's definitely been a really awesome ride, and I wouldn't honestly change a thing. But over the next 3 years, I think, my goal is to continue building a solid community of holistic health practitioners. Mm-hmm. And I would love to have, ideally I would love to have a one-stop shop, but I really would love to have different modalities, including, I'd also like to have more Bowen therapists, I think, and cranial sacral therapists. It would be nice to have, a few of us that are there to support one another, and as well as other modalities addressing the body from a spiritual, emotional, and physical component. And I think I would love to teach. I'd love to teach Bowen therapy and down the road, maybe I have a teaching center as well as a place for students to practice out of. I don't know. I have lots of goals for that.
And, I love it, Dixie. That's one thing I want to do for you is really hold space for your beautiful vision, because I do believe that just with your energy, your brilliant heart, and the gifts that you have, you would be such an extraordinary teacher and offer such a powerful service. And I support you 100% on your journey, Dixie.
Thank you. Take
now, care. I want to share with our listeners here, one of the reasons I created Women Embracing Brilliance is to really empower women to expand their capacity to receive greater health. And, I know that we're so busy taking care of others, whether it's our husbands or partner or children and in community, our jobs, career, whatever that is, and we forget to take time for ourselves. And really, in order to receive greater health, you really need to first become aware of your body, how you're feeling, and really admit to where you're at. Admit to that any body pain that you're experiencing, and ask yourself that question: do you believe you can live your life without pain? And I'm not a doctor. I can only go from my own experience, and I know that we can live without pain and suffering. I so support Dixie on her journey, and I've healed myself of chronic back pain, of scoliosis and IBS, and I achieved this all through the energy work, just different holistic modalities that are available, and just saying yes to the holistic possibilities that are available to us now, and especially cranial sacral and Bowen therapy that really unblock our energy and allow ourselves to just be free flowing again. And so if you're feeling pain or stiffness or your body stressed, this is a huge sign to take action and really call Dixie. It doesn't matter where you live. Dixie, do you facilitate healing sessions over the phone?
I can do distance Reiki healing as well, and I can do it over the phone, or we can discuss that.
Mm-hmm, wonderful. I mean, because I know we have members in other parts of the country and in the U.S. and abroad, and I would love for them to experience you. So if they're not in the Calgary area, you can definitely just give Dixie a call. And for our members of Women Embracing Brilliance, Dixie has an outrageous offering. I'm just amazed by you, Dixie. Do you want to share what it is and how our listeners can contact you?
Absolutely. So you can contact me at 403-681-4838. And my promotion for June for all the women of Embracing Brilliance is 50% off treatment of Bowen therapy, cranial sacral, or Reiki treatment as well. Whatever modality sort of calls to you, I'd be more than happy and honored to work with you and So yeah, that would be 50% off for the month of June. So I'm very excited and honored to offer that for each of you.
Oh, that's beautiful, Dixie. That's incredible. I know you offer belief repatterning, biofeedback, bone therapy, cranial sacral.
Yeah, we have a few different modalities. But for this promotion only, it'll be only working with me directly. So
right.
It would only
good.
Be for the Reiki cranial or Bowen therapy.
Excellent. I wanted to clarify that. And of course, I love your gentle, non-invasive, really, your treatments are so highly effective and safe for all ages, from newborn to elderly. And I love what you've written on your website as well. Be calm. It is the new way to be. That's so true. Now, to close out this call, I want to remind women that it's time for all of us to really come together and support each other, to wake up and embrace and claim our own brilliance. This world needs you to say yes and to tune into your highest calling and receive what is rightfully yours. And for those of you who are new to Women Embracing Brilliance, I would like to, if you would like to receive any of these calls in your inbox and have access to the wisdom offered here today, I highly recommend you become a Bold Woman member for free. Join our tribe of bold and brilliant women who are truly making a difference on this planet. Big or small, it doesn't matter. We're here to support you and inspire you on your journey to becoming a brilliant woman member or a beautiful life member. Now, this Sharing Wisdom call with Dixie Bennett will be available at womenembracingbrilliance.com. Just click on Sharing Wisdom Calls on the menu bar. Again, I want to thank you, Dixie, for being bold and saying yes to your own brilliance. And a huge spiritual heart hug to you for supporting Women Embracing Brilliance and our vision to connect 1 million women to really expand their capacity to receive greater health. I fully support you, my soul sister, and I encourage our listeners to call you and take you up on your fabulous offer.
Thank you.
Now repeat after me, everyone. I am a brilliant woman. Thank you so much for being on the call. Until next time, namaste.